For KUAR News, I'm Malcolm Glover. Democratic Party officials in Arkansas are managing what some pundits are calling a major political shakeup. The man that was supposed to be the party's standard bearer in 2014 has been sidelined by a scandal. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel, a Democrat, officially ended his bid to become the state's next Democratic governor on Friday. In a message to supporters, McDaniel said he is proud of his record in the legislature and as AG, but now believes he would have a tough time winning the 2014 gubernatorial race. Earlier this month, McDaniel admitted to having an extramarital affair with Andrea Davis, a Hot Springs attorney. Davis was the opposing counsel in five cases handled by McDaniel's office. In a press conference a few weeks ago to clear up rumors about the affair, McDaniel said his actions were a personal mistake and did not involve the use of state resources, finances, or employees. He also said no ethics rules were violated and litigation was never compromised by the relationship. Since news of the affair went public, McDaniel's approval rating has slipped in several political polls. In his email to supporters explaining the immediate exit from the race, McDaniel said not running in 2014 was the best decision for the state so the campaign could focus on critical issues impacting Arkansas rather than the personal failings of a candidate. Now former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter has thrown his hat in the ring for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination. Halter was elected Lieutenant Governor in 2006, and he championed the constitutional amendment voters approved in 2008 to create a state-run lottery for college scholarships. Political analyst Hal Bass from Ouachita Baptist University says the new developments in this race change everything.
I would expect we would see some other Democrats in, simply because opportunities for open seats don't come up all that often. And again, without a prohibitive favorite the way McDaniel was before all his troubles began, I think you're going to see at least folks considering the race. Now, whether they actually do enter remains to be seen, but I think there will be a lot of consideration given right now.
Halter is expected to officially file paperwork next week. Malcolm Glover, KUAR News.